Hello and welcome. David Baker here, host for the Wisdom for Life podcast, and have a short truth, some wisdom that I'd like to give you today, but very, very, very important. Luke 22:31 is an amazing verse. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat." I wish every person listening would put their name in there. And the Lord said, "Jill, David, Fred, Sam, Jose, Cindy, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat." Satan wants to take our life and he wants to mess us up. He wants to destroy us. He wants to be able to do whatever he can to get us away from serving God and doing the things that God has planned for us. Satan is good. He has wiles. He has tricks. He has many different things that he does, and he's very good at it. I've said this often, but if you did a job for 10 years, would you feel like you're pretty good at it? How about 20, 30, 40? I know people that have done the same job for 50 plus years. How good are they at that job? Imagine if you've done the same job for 6,000 years. How good would you be? That's Satan. His job for 6,000 years has been to deceive men, and he is good at it. So we need to make sure that he doesn't get us. This would be hours long sermon if I went through everything that Satan does. I want to give you one thought of what Satan does. And he tries to get us, quote, with truth, but the wrong truth. He wants to get us with Bible, but not the right understanding of it. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, what did he use? He used Bible. He used scripture. Do you understand that? One of the things that Satan does is he will get us to, quote, learn truth, quote, scripture the wrong way, the wrong thing from the wrong people, teaching the wrong things, and now we're off. This simple story, but a man that I'd led to Christ, my dad and I met him, talked to him, he got saved, got baptized, started growing, started winning souls, married a lady in our church that my wife had led to Christ, and he's a Sunday school teacher, helping people, man, just a super guy. All of a sudden, he stopped teaching, stopped going soul winning. Then he stopped coming to church. Like, what happened? And I found out he started studying with somebody on the internet who he didn't know, what group, what background, what doctrine, what anything, but found something that was error. He took it as truth, and it took him away from God. No soul winning, no church, no teaching. Now he's divorced, and now just living for self. Boy, that's sad. How did the devil get him? Didn't get him with drinking, didn't get him with drugs, didn't get him with women. Got him with, quote, truth that wasn't truth. You need to be careful of where and from whom we get truth. We need to be very, very careful of that. 1 Corinthians 4:14, Paul said, "I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, ye have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore, I beseech you, be ye followers of me." What is he saying? You can have 10,000 people that you can learn something from, but you've got one father, not your heavenly father, your father that begot you through the gospel, the person who led you to Christ. Hey, Paul said, follow me. Follow me too. Follow me as I follow Christ. It's a big deal. The person that you should let influence you the most is, young person, your mom and dad. God gave them to you. Your pastor, the person who led you to Christ, the person who was your spiritual father. If they cared about you to show you how you could go to heaven and teach you salvation through Jesus Christ, wow, how important would it be to make sure you are getting the truth from those people? If the guy, when he read this, it comes, okay, I got many teachers, but I got one pastor. You led me to Christ. Is this right? No, it's not, and let me show you why. Oh, wow, okay, thank you. Guess what? Wonder where his life would be now. Wonder what he'd be doing for God. Wonder what rewards he would have in heaven, but he listened to people that were not the ones he should have. Paul said in Acts 20:29, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." So watch out. There are going to be people that are going to come in and they're not going to spare the flock. It's going to hurt some sheep. They're going to mess up. And they're going to be speaking things, why? To draw disciples after them. Well, a lot of people doing that. Well, what a hurt. What a mess that is. this, Romans 16:17. It says, "Now beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause strife and division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." Please understand, not everyone that shares the name of Christ is in it for Christ. Many times they're in it for themselves, for their own belly, for their own things. Mark and avoid them. If they're teaching something different than what you were taught, mark and avoid them. They're not serving the Lord Jesus, but their own belly. Hebrews 13, 7 and 17, God talks about to listen, to remember, to obey them that watch for your souls. As a pastor, I am going to have to stand before God and give an account to God for the people that I pastored. Because of that, I take great care to make sure I'm teaching, preaching the right things, truth, helping them, guiding, counseling, because I know one day I'm going to have to give an account for them. It's really a big deal. And it's the best thing for them to be able to follow the person that's that way, the pastor who led them to Christ, your authority. Young people, that's your mom and dad, okay? That's who you need to listen to and follow. Your pastor, the person that led you to Christ, how important that is. I want to one day be at the end and say, like the Apostle Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And there are a lot of things out there that'll try to pull us away. Guys I went to college with, guys that pastored churches, guys that we supported and helped. It's amazing to watch and see what happened. What messed them up? What pulled them away? Why are they not serving God anymore? What happened to their life? I don't want to be a castaway. I don't want to be that. So I need to make sure that I'm listening and following the people that taught me, what they taught me, what the truths were in right, so I don't get messed up. Because believe me, it can happen to anybody. To beware, be careful. Or that next person, it could be us. So be careful where you're getting truth, who you're getting it from. Make sure you're getting it from the right places and the right truth. If you hear something that doesn't sound just right, then make sure you check it with them. I'll end with this. I have 11 children, and most of them have gone off to Bible college. And even in Bible college, good Bible colleges, they'll call me and say, "Dad, I heard this. Is that right?" "No, that's not right. Let me explain it to you." "Oh, okay. It didn't sound right." How many times has that happened? I can't count. And that's with my own children in good Bible colleges. Okay. Well, what would have happened if they had not gotten the truth? How could that have hurt them or messed them up? Make sure. And I thank God that my kids have let me be their dad and let me be their pastor to help and guide them when questions and problems and things come up. All right. Hey, God bless you. Get wisdom for your life. It's a principal thing. And make sure you're getting truth from the right places and the right truth so it doesn't mess you up. God bless you.